The Food and Drug Administration is proposing that every prescription drug and every hospital patient be barcoded, like the food on supermarket shelves. The FDA hopes that will prevent dangerous medication errors that cost billions of dollars in extra hospital costs, not to mention thousands of lives. Experts in medical error prevention welcome the plan, but as NPR's Richard Knox reports, they don't expect it to solve most medication mistakes.
As FDA Commissioner Mark McClellan describes it, barcoding is a simple and straightforward technological fix.
The hospital would use a barcode reader, a wand or handheld device that would be connected to the hospital's information system, and the reader might also go over the patient's wristband, which would have a barcode on it too. Then the patient would take the medication, or if there were some kind of error, the nurse would stop right there, and medical error would be avoided.
Barcoding is McClellan's first big initiative as FDA commissioner. He thinks it'll reduce medication errors more than anything tried so far.
Barcoding, by our estimates, which are conservative, would reduce the number of medication errors resulting from problems in how medications are dispensed, the wrong patient getting a medication or getting a patient getting the wrong dose or the wrong kind of medication would reduce this by 50% or more.
McClellan bases his estimate on experience at Veterans Affairs hospitals, which have been using barcodes for several years. Experts in the private sector welcome the idea. Dr. David Bates is a medical errors researcher at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, which is about to install its own drug barcoding system.
I think that this is likely to eventually be an important piece of the medication safety puzzle. You know, we have standards for barcoding of foods, for example. We ought to have standards for barcoding of medications.
But Bates is skeptical that barcoding drugs would reduce medication mishaps by any more than 20%. That's because barcoding only prevents certain kinds of mistakes, such as giving a drug to the wrong patient or in a dose not prescribed by the doctor. And those are not the most common errors.
What barcoding will do is verify that the dose that is prescribed is what's actually being given. So if I prescribed too high a dose, the barcoding would just go ahead and pass that through.
Doctors' prescribing mistakes are the most common kind, Bates says, and only one hospital in 20 has a computer system designed to catch these errors. Bates agrees that barcoding drugs should help, but it will cost money, a lot of money. The FDA estimates hospitals will need to spend more than $7 billion on the necessary equipment and software. Commissioner McClellan.
While this will cost a significant amount of money to get hospitals' information systems up to speed in the coming years, it's the kind of investment that is well worth it in terms of improvements in patient health.
McClellan says the hospital industry seems willing. Again, Bates is skeptical.
The biggest concern is that it will take nurses longer to actually administer the drugs. And given that we have a national nursing shortage, that's a very important concern.
Some think malpractice pressures may push hospitals to adopt barcoding. But Bates says that won't happen until there are large-scale studies showing that barcodes really do prevent mistakes. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.